Okay, everybody, we're live today. That means that we're here on an archive. We're still going to be live. Guess we're always live. So here we go. Let's we can do some clearings here. So anybody have a request, we could do so. And we'll probably start off with is our standard emotional clearing. And here we go, everybody. So think of an emotional situation that you have encountered that you may not like and caused you problems, you know, et cetera. So here we go. Think of that. We'll release that one particular situation. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll do that one again. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, just see how you're feeling. We'll do another clearing for everybody. And the day today is October 1st, the 1st of October in 2012. And we'll do an anxiety clearing. So that's sometimes people have situations with. And here we go. Anxiety. Releasing that. So one, two, three, four, five, over off six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. That one again, anxiety. Think of your anxiety. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see if Kathy's there. And are you out there, Kathy?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Ametron as our host. And this is a forum to discuss the healings and clearings on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. You can post your questions for Ron in the user-friendly fast chat on BBS Station 1 or call in toll-free. And the numbers have been posted in the fast chat, and they're also available on Station One's page. And so, Ron, we already have some questions coming into the fast chat, but first, if we could, I'd like to take the ones from CLS questions that came over the weekend.
Sure, that'd be great.
Thanks. Okay, so from Heidi, she's asking how to run more than one clearing at a time. Does the light being need to be visible on the screen for each separate clearing to work?
Typically, no. If you want to, yes, but typically you don't have to have it put up on your monitor screen. Just so one is working, and that's all that you need. That will work fine for you. So, very good question. If you do want to have more up and you want to have smaller ones, that's fine too. But you know, all you need is one, so that's fine. Back to you, Kathy.
Really, that's good to know. Okay, thank you. Next question. The posts to the Yahoo group for Creation Lightship are being returned for lack of approval by a moderator. Is a moderator needed? Is there a moderator screening the emails?
At this point, I think we're just going to let that one die off. So I don't think we're going to be using that any longer. We'll have anybody who has questions come on. They can just come into the questions at CLS, questions at Yahoo, and we'll do it that way instead.
Okay, next question. Lisa from Calgary, she sent a kind of a long email. I'll try to read it in brief, some of the essential things, and then I'll forward the email to you, Ron. because it's for you. This part says she enjoys all the radio programs, and she's completed the emotional body clearing. She says, I now feel more optimistic, hopeful, and peaceful. I have had sciatica from a car accident 15 years ago, and it has not bothered me for the last 3 months. Hooray.
Yeah, hooray is right. That's great. Very nice.
Next question. Yeah. Next question from Margaret. Please explain the 12 energies in detail.
Oh, boy. I can't do that in detail. They're just source energies, and those are the 12 energies that was initially one, and the one divided into 12. Why not 10? I don't know, but there's 12 of them. Everybody is made up of each one of these 12 energies. That's why when I bring him in at times, people start feeling very, very peaceful. And because the energy is activating that part of itself inside of you when that happens. So, yes, that's about all that I can say. So you are composed of each one of those energies.
And Ron, you usually have us feel the 12 energies during the month of January, correct?
Yeah, that's what we do. We bring them in. I bring them in on some shows too. But we'll bring up the energies for each 12 months. That can also have some of those coming in January too. So yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I only mentioned that because I was trying to pinpoint a time when Margaret could go back and listen to the posted archives you have on the creationlightship.com website for BBS Radio in January when you had done that specifically at that time. Okay, one more question, and then I'll take those comments and questions from the fast chat. This is from Walter. Hi, Ron. For those who can't attend the expos, is there any way to connect to your lectures, say, through the phone, satellite, or Skype?
I'll have to see. I might be able to do a conference call on my cell phone at the same time as the lectures. That's a possibility. So there are other high-tech ways of doing it, maybe more high-tech, but at this moment, not able to do that. So, I'm looking into different various things to do, but right now I've just been so busy that kind of took a back row seat. The other one, yeah, that's possible. I'll have to see what that's going to look like. We'll let you know during, maybe on the next show here if I want to. I can do something with that. Okay, back to you.
Okay, now some questions from the fast chat relation to the expos. Tina's asking if you could give the itinerary and cost to attend. Well, Tina, it would probably be a lot easier for you just to go on the expos website, and they will be posted at the end of this program in the fast chat, as well as they were already posted in the fast chat. So you might want to look there directly, and you'll find the prices and the itinerary. It's really easy to find Ron in there. You just look for his photo on the homepage. Now, Micah had a question. She was wondering if you could explain the prosperity empowerment clearing and how to use it. Now, that's a whole life clearing, Ron. I have it up. I'm looking at it. So I was just asking Micah if she had a specific incident in mind, or if she was asking about the bundle, but she did say the prosperity empowerment clearing. So would you like to give her a little insight into that one?
Oh boy, I don't have it up in front of me either.
Okay, I have it here. It's a whole life clearing, and I could just make a suggestion. You could run it for your whole life as usual, and like any of the whole life unlimited clearings. And what I did, Micah, is when I got it, I had some situations that I wanted to clear right now, like Okay, for my example, I was going to refinance my home that I had, and I had been afraid to do it for the past 3 or 4 years. So I thought, well, maybe this clearing, you know, I just wrote it in on the incident box. So for a specific incident, specific situation you're facing, you can use the specific incident box, write that in, and just keep running it for a little while. I myself ran that one for probably a good 2,000 minutes because it was such an involved kind of a application process. And if you're wondering, did it work? Well, yes, it did. So things fell into place like I never expected them to. And so anyway, you can use it that way for just those kinds of things. Say you're looking for a job, say you want more money, just want more money. Just write that in. You'd like more income, other avenues of income. And it's just very clearing. So that's what I can offer for now. Perhaps other people have used it as well and would like to share their experiences with you in the fast chat. Okay. Now, Janice had some comments, Ron. She has been running the gray skies clearing and the satellite timeline crash. And despite that, she's got, she's had some lights flashing over her house, some strange things going on in the sky there. And she said she saw it Saturday night, a big flashing color star in the sky. And it was above her place. She had the earth protection and the gray sky running, and she kind of liked your input on that, Ron.
Boy, something was flashing, huh? Lights flashing. Was it like in the sky, like a star, or was it something a little different?
Yes, she said a big flashing color star.
Wow, okay. Well, it's... I'm just not sure. Boy, that's something. I just can't tune into it. Be a little complicated at times. I'm just not finding out what you need to know about that.
Okay. Well, I'm sure she'll continue to run the clearings, and hopefully get them away from her. There's an announcement here if you're not attending the expo, the announcement says to get your picture into the light infusion chamber for the whole expo now. So you can send your photo to Ron now with the donation of $100 to keep it into the light infusion chamber. I know Ron's going to be leaving soon, so now is the time to get those photos in. Next question. Michaela, we'll be having a birthday this month on the 20th. Will we be going to the Creation Lightship Saturday Night Live type of thing, I think is what she's wondering, so we can have a birthday party for all the October birthdays, since this is October 1st?
Probably we'll have an archive running. Well, this time, no. Next time, more than likely, yes. We will get a birthday sometime, so don't stay on.
Okay, Michaela, let us know when we're on the live program for Saturday next time that it's your birthday. So Ed has a question here. When was the first 10-minute clone created? He says the first invasion of 10-minute clones.
Oh man, I have no clue on that one. Wow, no clue.
Okay.
And going back, it's a long, it's a long time ago. I don't have a specific year on that. It's just really a long time ago.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Larry wants to know what clearing would be suggested to sell a house.
I would probably start off with the billboard clearing. That will help you do a space clearing for the house. And from there, you need to make sure that the house is not corded to you. So you may want to do that. Release a cording. It could be attached to you because you could be connected to the house, fortunately not wanting it to sell. Or anxieties can come in the way. So if that's the case, then you want to release the energetic cords that, you know, was attached to you. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay.
If somebody else has any other ideas, I come on and say that too.
Another clone question from Parker. In order to be stuck in time, is cloning a prerequisite? In other words, would we be stuck in time if all clones were gone?
And if all clones were gone, and would you be here? Well, yeah, you might be stuck in time in the beyond or someplace. Trying to see how that would look, but possible. Very possible. Not good. Not good. Oh, it's back to you again. Oh.
All right. So, let's see. Everyone's thanking you. Not everyone, but a lot of people are thanking you for the emotional clearing that they needed it this week and the anxiety clearing. Someone posted here, light is light, and we are 12 source energies originally in perfection.
That's good.
Let's see. Someone here had a question about the nanotechnology. Cheryl. Well, Cheryl says, I believe I'm infected with nanotechnology, alien parasites, etc. Need your suggestions.
Boy. I would first probably go in and do a alien attack page. We do have the new bundle up, which we gave away for people on the conference calls. That's up for $200 if you wish to go into that. It's the Mind Matrix bundle that was put up possibly today. But you could do that if you wanted to, and get some of that mind energy off you. The alien attack page is one of those. And I would try that one first to see how you get the stuff off. We have the nanotechnology clearing. That would probably help you too. Those are probably the two main ones that are mainly alien, plus the free ones that we have. So definitely start doing some clearings to feel better. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, this is a different Cheryl. She might be kind of new. Cheryl, Ron was referring to the 2012 Global Nanotechnology Detox Clearing that was released by him in May, which is available for $25 for a one-time use and a $50 for an unlimited use. And other people in the fast chat are suggesting that particular clearing for her, too.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. Some people are suggesting Larry do the space clearing for his house. And Charles is asking, can you suggest a clearing to help me get rid of my bad habits, such as procrastination?
That could be entities. You may want to check out doing an entity clearing. But I'll do it right now. Think of something that maybe you have procrastinated, not wanting to do. And we'll just take away some of the entities. Can't get rid of all of them, but we'll do. I'll get rid of, I'll probably do 20 of them. And then we also have an entity call, but we work on different parts of the body. That entity call is typically on Fridays, but this Friday I won't be having any calls. But anything that happens on Thursday and Friday, and possibly Saturday, we won't be doing anything. So here we go, entities. So one, facing those. So think of your procrastination situation. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time here. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, okay. A little heavy, but that's okay. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Keith was asking if it would be good to email the photo regarding the light infusion chamber. And so, yes, you'll need to email it today. And then you can send the donation through the PayPal that's on any of the website pages. So you can, that would be $100. So now Micah has responded regarding her earlier question about the prosperity clearings. She was asking about the other part of them, and so I have that up in front of me, and I'm going to read them out. She's asking how to do the rest of them. They are the poverty clearing present, poverty clearing generations 1 through 7, the victim body clearing present, and the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. Also is included is the psychic billboard mind projection clearing and the self-empowerment healings. So that's a lot there, Micah, and if you could just let me know which of those clearings that Ron can answer for you, that would be great. I'll be watching for that in the fast chat. Q is remarking that this is to BBS. There is a problem with the audio, listening to it via phone. Can't hear the program via phone.
That's okay.
Yeah, okay. Donna's asking if the whole life clearing will get rid of all the entities. Maybe she means all the entities in your body?
Well, first the word all I don't ever deal with, okay? So it's out of my vocabulary all, because the alien stuff here is never ending, so there can never be an all finishing process, one clearing to do everything and all. So that it would not be all. Will it help? Yes. You need to have more than that done? Possibly yes too. That's kind of where I stand on most of the clearings, but they all help you. Back to you, Kathy.
I just wanted to read that Cindy had called BBS about the phone audio being out, and they asked everyone who's listening that way to check back in a few minutes. Anyway, it's posted here in the fast chat. So thank you, BBS. And so let me see if there's any more questions here. In the meantime, I have an announcement. There will be an entity conference call on Friday. And I don't know about the other conference calls, but that one is going to be happening on Friday. So those of you who are on conference calls, it will be held on Friday.
Yeah, but this Friday we're not doing it, so that won't
You're not doing it. Oh, okay. All right, never mind. But I have another announcement. This is a very expensive month for Ron. He's working at two expos, traveling from one coast to another from his own area. And travel is expensive. The expos are expensive. His booth is not a little tabletop. It's a gigantic, probably encompasses three or four spaces. So there's the fees he has to pay for that and the travel and the transport. And as you know how expensive it is to travel, just getting around your local area, it would be much appreciated, and this is coming from me, if those of you who are using the several free clearings that Ron offers, especially if you've been using them for quite a long time, if you would consider showing your appreciation by sending a donation of any amount as you are able. That would really help Ron to offset these extra expenses, because this travel is something in addition to the radio programs that are also free to us, but not to him, even if they're in archive. So thank you very much for your consideration of extra donations sent to Ron. Okay, so someone's asking, Ron, looking for ideas. They got the cellular mental clearing, and they want to know what would be a good thing to write in the incident box for that cellular mental clearing.
Hmm. The incident would be if you have a specific situation that's come up. Some people know of a condition or something, situation, weird thing that has happened. So that's why have that box so you can input something in there. Might do something on one of the days that you kind of remember. Always days that are connected to you, and that could be a really heavy imprinting day. A cellular mental one could be doing that to you. Kind of hard to mention something like that, you know. If you're older, everybody probably remembers the day that JFK died. You know, that was a big deal. And then also, very possibly, you know, the September 11th situation. So all of these you may have imprinted in you. You want to try to get them released. That's kind of how I would add it. If you don't know what to do, how to put something in there. Back to you. Do you have any suggestions too, Kathy, what to put in?
Well, I put in some things that had been depressing me, items that occurred in my life that were traumatic, things that stand out in your memory.
Yep. Like maybe possibly losing your first pet, if you had a dog or cat, and, you know, naturally your lifespan might be, you know, on one-fourth, one-fifth of yours, so all of a sudden, best friend that you had, that you loved, is no longer with you, and that can be a very traumatic situation. And you may be doing it now. In fact, you have a pet or animal that is having a situation. They want to put that in there, too, because it may help you and them from that energy released off of you. Because the energy is bouncing back and forth between you and your pet or animal. Donald, that wouldn't be very good, you know. That might be a good way to experience that clearing. Oh, back to you, Effie.
Yes, thank you, Ron. For a lot of those clearings, I always put down things I never want to go through again.
Yeah, that's
okay. A question.
Good.
Go ahead. Mike P has a question about the billboard. The billboard clearing, which is called the psychic billboard mind control clearing, and that's a whole life clearing, and it's also included in the prosperity bundle. So Mike P is wondering if the psychic billboard clearing can change how people view themselves.
Yeah, it could, yeah, because you're resonating that to you. See here. I'll clear an issue that would be typically on your billboard, so I have to just figure out what to clear. And do you have an issue that you think everybody might have, Kathy? Not that it's your issue, but a more general one. You know, I was thinking maybe like embarrassment. People get embarrassed sometimes, or, naturally, if people get upset sometimes, anger, anxiety, I guess. I don't know. What do you think, Kathy?
Well, lately I've been having people who annoy me with their problems.
Ah, okay. So your billboard then would say you're a problem solver.
Oh, I guess so. I better change that.
I'll clear that one. Oh, problem solver. So we'll just see if that, just see how your energy feels right now. And then we'll focus on it. And you know, if it's ingrained in you, you're going to feel a big release. But very possibly, if it's not ingrained and it's just one of those things, you may not feel it quite as often or as strong. So here we go. Let's just give this a try. Oh, problem solver. One, get some energy. Two, three, four. Oh, boy. Five, six, seven, eight. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, very interesting. Very interesting. Let's do one for besides a problem solver. Let's do something which is a fix-it person. Kind of similar, but we'll see what happens. So here we go. The fixer. So, one. Two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Just see if that's affected anybody there.
Back okay, you, thank you,
Kathy.
Ron. We're getting some reports of really strange, unusual, thick, dense clouds. Black, no rain, just thick, black, rolling clouds looking like upside down snow covering the entire sky, and then sunsets that look like a firestorm happened with a lot of smoke and a fire instead of sun, and they're really getting more prominent in some of the areas on the East Coast. So they're asking you if you could maybe do a timeline crash for such a situation there.
Yeah, I wonder if that East Coast, you say West Coast or East Coast?
Yeah, East Coast.
Like East, huh? I wonder if it's going to be around New York. Oh, boy. Here we go. So, based releasing these energies if we can. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, okay. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for that. I know you'll let us know how it's going in when you're in New York. About the psychic billboards that you cleared a little while ago for the fixer and problem solver and et cetera, you asked for some suggestions, and Susie suggested how about for being a good listener, and Mike R. suggested anger. Would those clearings apply to the psychic billboard?
Yeah, because remember, what's your who you are, the main foundation of who you are, that's where you're living, okay, is what people are going to be responding to on your psychic billboard. So, yes, whatever it is, we'll say that you're really overweight, okay? And so, automatically, if you think you're really overweight, may not be, but if you think you are, then people will respond to you according to that. And you could even be really overweight, but you could put on your billboard that you're normal, whatever that would be, and people would not probably see you as being overweight. But we could do maybe anger for people, I guess, on the psychic billboard. And let's do that here. So here we go, everybody. So if you have any anger that you have around, remember, that anger is going to activate anger in other people to bring them to you to validate that you're angry. So here we go. One, releasing that from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hey, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. So Susie is suggesting that she might be a good listener, and that people are treating her like she wants to hear their stories. So what would she put into her psychic billboard?
Maybe you're investigating something like that, you know, detective or something. Let's just see what happens here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you. We'll see if that has helped there.
Thank you for your comments and questions, everyone. And there is, Mike P. brought it up. Mike P. says that the psychic billboard sounds very interesting. He hasn't really gotten into it yet. And so I hope you found this helpful, Mike P. And I'd also like to suggest you listen to one of the archives on the BBS radio for Ron's program, Creation Lightship Healing, for May 21st and May 28th, where Ron went into quite a lot of detail about the psychic billboard clearings in both those programs. Okay, so there's some a person with a question mark for a name who's asking, why can't, I guess this is in response to the travel expenses for the expos. This person's asking, why can't the CLS transport Ron to the expos by spaceship or teleport so it would be free of charge for him to get there?
That's a good question.
Yeah, just think of all the money you could save. But the problem is that Ron has to function in 3D world like the rest of us. So that's why donations are important. So we do want Ron to not just have a one-way ticket, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's see. I don't see really very many questions right now, Ron. Is there anything you'd like to mention or discuss, or any other clearings you see need to be done?
Yeah, let's do a clearing. This I do off and on for people. It's self-sabotage. So here we go. Think of a situation that you may have been self-sabotaged in. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll do the mind a heart drop here for everybody. So here we go. Dropping down your heart center. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'm going to do it backwards now for everybody. Here we go. So dropping down, commanding your spirit. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Boy, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Boy. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. It's always so wonderful to have the mind to heart drop and to be brought into our heart centers after a busy Monday when we are all trying to get through the day with all the things we need to do and remember. And so it creates a lot of tension. And so I just saw that relief. I'm sure others did too. In fact, my voice even sounds different to me. Okay. Let's see. Is any other questions here? Well, Mike P. on the psychic billboard says he's chose doubting himself. He feels it strongly. And let's see. Someone saying that Susie's wondering if she needs to do the FaceTime crashes for being a good listener. She did timeline crashes in the New Earth transport for the anger and being a good listener or the other things she listed. And she says now, does she need to do space-time crashes?
It couldn't hurt, but it doesn't feel that it's really needed, okay?
Okay, so it couldn't hurt, right.
It couldn't hurt, but right now I don't think it's really needed, but couldn't hurt.
Okay. It looks like, Susie, you've typed in some things. I hope I read your question correctly, and I'm not sure if you finished your last sentence when you wake up in the middle of the night, that part. Okay, so, Ron, we only have about maybe 6 minutes left, and just wanted to know if you had any announcements or any other healings you thought we could use.
Announcements, not too much, just be at the expos. Let's see here.
Okay, will there be a program on Wednesday?
Yes, there should be, uh-huh, yeah.
And how about tonight?
Yes, and tonight, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And could you please repeat what you said about the conference calls this week?
This week, anything that's from, you know, on Thursday, heading up, so Friday, that I can't do that either. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I won't have anything. Monday should be okay. Nothing on the end of the week here.
Okay, so just the end of the week is busy because you're going to be setting up at the expo. Okay, that's understandable, but tomorrow and Wednesday will be fine for the conference calls because Wednesday is when we go to the Creation Light Chip and you also activate the water for 7 days with light codes. So I know people won't want to miss that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Oh, back to Susie. Thank you, Susie. She says, thank you, Ron and Kathy. I appreciate this. What is she saying here? When she wakes up, it is hard for her to become heart-centered. So I think she's referring to the mind-to-heart drop. Maybe, Ron, you could just talk a little bit about how often we can do the mind-to-heart drop when we remember, or should it be more often than that?
Whenever you can remember, you know. That would be great. You know, the more often you do it, the better you're going to feel. It puts you back into peace, which is source energy. So that's where you want to be.
Yes. Okay. Let me see if there's any announcements here. Check out the monthly event flyer, and if you're not already on the email list, sign up on creationlightship.com. Check out the weekly event, check out the events calendar on the homepage of creationlightship.com. So I think that's about it for the fast chat here, Ron. Thank you, everyone, for all of your comments and questions about the healings and the clearings, and if you have any other questions that come up after the programs or between the programs, please send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com and indicate on the subject line which of the broadcasts you'll be listening to so that the co-host can find them and read them out for you. And please write them in readable style. Thank you very much. Okay, Ron, so it's about 10 till. So unless there's anything you'd like to say, pretty much finished here in the fast chat.
Okay, let's do a another clearing here, a clearing sample. We'll do one for the dark side practitioner. So if you don't know about that, there's somebody probably out there that you've seen in your lifetime who is giving you a bad thought, bad vibes, and they're connecting to you and, you know, taking away your life force energy. So here we go. Let's help you out with that. So think of somebody. Hopefully you know somebody. Here we go. So one, two, get rid of this energy from you, dark side practitioners. Three, heavy. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so let's see if that's helped anybody. And declaring to have, because sometimes people don't like you and they could be giving you bad thoughts for a long time. Back to you, Kathy. And it could be affecting your life.
Yeah. Thanks so much for that clearing, Ron. That could help everyone, I'm sure. There's some sample clearings that are free on the creationlightship.com website. For those of you who don't know, please go over to the left side. It says sample healing. It's underneath the bright green healing login key. When you click on that, you'll find the Be Here in the Now clearing, the Satellite Timeline Crash, Earth Protect Timeline Crash, the Gray Skies Timeline Crash, 2,000-year barcode removal, alien head implant removal, alien oxygen code removal, and alien tracking barcode removal. All designed by Ron to help us reduce the ET interference that affects us. The Gray Skies clearing we mentioned earlier was designed to help us with those bothersome ships that are hiding in the skies behind the gray clouds, and they're very easy to use to clear away the interference of your life. So, Ron, I just think I heard a beep right now. We only have 2 minutes left in the program.
Okay.
If there's a caller there, caller, please go ahead and say your question to Ron.
Hello, I don't have any question. Actually, I have somewhat a testimonial or a praise or in two words.
Sure.
I'm healed from New York, and I had an interesting experience on my way on flying. And I would like to, I don't know, I took some pictures, and I called up Ron, and Ron checked and probably connected me with the light beings. Right after that, the cloud that we were under in the lane just cleared. I took pictures. I took a movie of it. So it's very, very interesting phenomenon that I think was related to that. Second thing, I want to say welcome to New York when he's coming.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
You wanted to know when. When are you coming, Ron? October 18th,
19th? Yeah, it'll be that... let me pull my calendar up here.
Yeah, the expo starts on the 19th, correct?
Yes, it does. Yes, uh-huh. So,
Heal, are you going to the expo in New York? I think she got off the phone. Anyway, so maybe you'll see Heal at the expo in New York, Ron. Sounds like it.
Hey, so everybody, let's do peace energy here. Here we go. So one, two, then we'll end our program here. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. So we'll end our call, and we have another one coming up here shortly in an hour. That'll be on TalkStream. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, everyone, for all the healings today, Ron. Bye-bye.